And I would just go on record as saying this: the new IFB has an attitude problem, and they are contentious by nature. And usually that falls with people who are mid-trib, post-trib, pre-wrath, because they truly believe that they're going to have to contend and fight to the very end. Well, I hate to tell you this, it's not in the nature of God to leave anybody. It's not in the nature of God. So,
statement is truly telling, folks. He said that falls with people that are mid-trib, post-trib, pre-wrath, because they truly believe that they're going to have to contend and fight to the very end. Now, look, when it comes to end times Bible prophecy, doesn't matter whether you're pre-trib or post-trib, don't we all believe that we're supposed to fight until the end? Amen. Regardless of when you think that end is?
Right?
Amen. So even if you're pre-trib, don't you have the integrity and the desire to say, I need to fight in the Christian life to the very end?
Amen.
Now, maybe what he meant was they believe they have to endure until the end, you know, because they believe they're going to go through tribulation, but that's not what he said. He said they're contentious because they literally believe that they have to contend and fight until the end. Now, what does that tell us? Well, by his own admission, he's saying that he's no longer fighting.
That's right.
By his own admission.
Amen.
By Bob Gray's own admission, he's saying, look, they think they have to fight and contend to the bitter end. What he's saying is, I'm not fighting to the very end. I'm done fighting.
Right.
And again, regardless of what your view is on end times Bible prophecy, even if you think that it's a pre-tribulation rapture, the end is referring to the coming of Christ.
Amen.
When we talk about the end, for us as Christians, we think of the second coming of Christ.
Amen.
That's the end for us. That's when we finish our work. That's when we go to heaven. We receive our resurrected bodies. That is the end for us.
Mm-hmm. And usually that falls with people who are mid-trib, post-trib, pre-wrath, because they truly believe that they're going to have to contend and fight to the very end.
Jack Hiles, who was a major pre-tribber, that guy kept the Spirit of God upon him until the very end. He fought until the very end.
Amen.
He fought for the King James Bible until the very end.
Right.
Oh, and he's a pre-tribber. That's funny. Oh, there's these mid-tribbers, post-tribbers. They just want to fight and contend and contentious. No, it's men of God.
Mm-hmm. And usually that falls with people who are mid-trib, post-trib, pre-wrath, because they truly believe that they're going to have to contend and fight to the very end.
Oh, young men start preaching and they have King inside of them. And yet what happens? Those early days, a bit reckless maybe, and a bit foolish maybe, but there was King inside the preacher. And I see him all over the country. Who've lost the King. There's no King in them anymore. There's no vision for the future. No courage to fight. No changing or no the changing of convictions even. I could stand here tonight and I could count by the dozens preachers where I used to preach in churches when I was younger. And these men, when they were my age, we grew up together. And these men had King in them. But they've gotten old, they've gotten tired. They're afraid to fight anymore. Get the King back inside of you. They don't have the soul-winning churches anymore. Get the King back inside of you. I say tonight to preachers of America, is there no King in thee?